Beloved brothers and sisters, we have to return back to being, or we should return back to being innocent. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is, you know, coming out of the quote-unquote slavery times, and you had the Emancipation Proclamation in 1868, and for that period of time, right, the Negro was pretty much on plantations and so on and so forth, as the narrative of American history goes. And once they were free, some came up north, they migrated up north, some because they couldn't find work or whatever, then they went back to certain plantations where they were, you know, where they had worked before, they became sharecroppers, and then they were paid. They had to be paid after the Emancipation Proclamation for wages and so on and so forth. And we're not going to get in whether people was paid or not or whatever. We don't even want to focus on that. But I wanted to take you back to that time period and why that time period is important. That time period, if you didn't know, made a people that was labeled as Negro, right? That this people was so docile, so well-mannered. At least about 85% of Negro households at that time was intact, meaning father, mother, child. That's important. Now, if that was the circumstance in 1868, and from there, blacks had established, because of what they had built for white America and in white towns and so on and so forth, right? White owned everything, right? Did you have the black owned, white owned, so on and so forth. And they built at least 200 areas where they lived at, right? Districts or neighborhoods, communities. Some had a few businesses, some that was like great in businesses, meaning banks, a small hospital, a school, many restaurants where they can eat in, laundries and you know, transportation companies and so on and so forth. Because of what they seen whites do, they implemented that very same thing. Now, mind you, this is before you had any black groups talking about we need to do things for ourselves. Think about what I'm saying to you right now. So you had these Durham, North Carolinas, and Black Wall Streets. You had about at least 20 of those in different areas when they was thriving. And because of the Knight Riders and the Ku Klux Klan and whites, rebel whites, they had nothing to do with the government. They was whites on their own. They had nothing to do with the government. They took it upon themselves because it was less laws and so on and so forth. You know what I mean? Like against this discrimination, against, you know, racist practices, against, you know, denigrating people based on color. And they targeted these black areas. And so by the time you get into the 1910s, the 1920s, the 1930s, blacks started migrating north. And as they migrated north into big cities like Detroit, New York, Chicago, Milwaukee, more northern areas, a lot of blacks gave up land, or black Negroes, right? They gave up land. Some people gave up houses that was sitting on, you know, a few hundred acres of land and so on and so forth. They didn't want to do that no more. They said, you know what? We going north. And as they went north, there was nothing. There was employment up here for some, not all, but there wasn't enough housing. And so then they was packed into, you know, different areas, what they called ghettos and so on and so forth, and packing us together And I don't know what really happened at that time. You know, a lot of people make, you know, estimations, but for some reason, by the time you get down into the 1930s, 1940s, 50s, and 60s, right? So this is about 100 years, 50 to 100 years after the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation, blacks began to lose morals and values. Let me say this and let me go on record right now. Regardless to what you may believe, if you go back and do the history, doing segregation and Jim Crow, why is it the best time that the Negro black people had flourished was between 1868 and about 50 or 60 years after that time? And they had, in the midst of segregation, crosses being burned in their yard in the South and so on and so forth. Why in that time was these the most moral people? They was more moral than the whites. We wasn't nude. You know, our women wasn't wearing anything. Our children wasn't going around with this, with the kind of clothes that they have on today. They were pretty much every day suited up, sitting on the porch, going nowhere. Everybody see those pictures online. They was well-mannered. Our women wasn't naked. They had on long dresses and skirts. And then when you get around to around the civil rights era, so we're talking about the 50s and the 1960s, and those images that was of the Negro black people protesting, right? Look at the men, look at the women. Men, for the most part, was suited up or had on a nice shirt or whatever. Basically, they wore the same thing that the whites was wearing. Only difference is that they were black and being mistreated. I'm against that mistreatment. So when you have the black and colored stuff going on, right? Blacks at that time was Christians, for the most part. This is what they learned. Majority of black people was Christians. They did more under the white Jesus and Christianity, building communities and black Wall Streets and so on and so forth, than they ever have with anything that came out of black consciousness. And what I mean by black consciousness, I mean, and no diss to nobody, but what I'm saying to you is that we messed up. We thought we were doing something. Our leaders thought they was fixing a problem. And what they did was retarded the growth of this people. God needed us like that so he can work on you. But no, our leaders, our black leaders, stepped in the way. They thought everything that came from whites was wrong. They messed you up. They had you to believe that everything white was wrong. Everything that we learned from whites was wrong. We made a huge error and a mistake. Now black people is divorced from morals and values. Look at what they're doing in the 2020s, then go back to the 1920s. They were better off back then than they are right now. Something happened with just within 100 years. Of the 1920s coming down to the 2020s. What was that? It was black consciousness. Publishing newspapers, publishing books and tapes and all kinds of stuff like that, doing speeches and stuff like that. And this getting into the minds of black people. Debates had about this. Stuff going on TV and all kinds of stuff like this. People getting shot and murdered and so on and so forth because they had changes of beliefs and so on and so forth. Water holes is sicked on the people. Dogs sicked on the people. Then you have the civil rights legislation and all this other kind of things like that going on. public welfare now being given, the separation of the black family that came with public housing. Black women, for some reason, they had begun to be taught that her problem was the black man, as if the black man had enslaved her. So she needs to be liberated from the black man. And so therefore, the black woman was deceived. Just like Eve was deceived in the garden and thinking that she was being robbed of knowledge. That she already wasn't a goddess. It was just control. Meaning, you had to stay in certain perimeters. Just like Adam was God over the earth. Eve was goddess. And them together, they were God over the earth. They had the title deed of earth. The title of rulership over the planet was in their hands. The man as the head and the woman was by his side as his helpmate. The same it was. God reset the Negro black people, and it was black leaders that came in like the serpent, making them thinking that they were something more than what they already was. It's just, we just don't use that language. We don't go around calling ourselves gods. That doesn't mean anything, especially when you're getting your ass kicked. Especially when you are not in position of rulership over nothing. Especially when you ain't got no country. Especially when you don't have a productive culture. Because black culture is not productive. Not for elevation. It's productive towards destruction. You know that and I know that. So stop playing. You don't have a cuisine that uplifts you. So that means that no one is spending money to come down into the black areas to buy black cuisine or Negro cuisine, because it's soul food. It comes out of slavery. Nobody wants that. So we got to fix this. We got to fix your culture. We got to fix your cuisine. We got to get you readjusted back to the morals and the values. Because God had you become innocent for a reason. For a reason. And I always said to you, if you don't understand Genesis, you can't understand the rest of the book. Because the next book is the Exodus after Genesis, correct? You cannot understand that if you don't know how the genes is established, how the genes is reset. It's reset based on chaos. Order comes out of chaos after it is diagnosed. And then a prescription is given for it. And then you take the people through generation after generation after generation, and you begin to reset. This is God work here. And once that's reset, now you got a people that looks like they're docile, but they're very moral. Very well behaved. They're not lording over nobody. Why? Because they ain't got no position of power. So what would God do with that? Huh? That's what you want to know. That's why then you go to the book of Exodus. Then when you go into the book of Exodus, then you will see that then it's a man that has to be born as your leader. In the household of Pharaoh, that will come with a cultural, spiritual, religious, economic, social, psychological community program that fixes your problem, that resets you, that puts you in the place where you need to be, but at the same time, you're innocent. You have no power. You ain't bickering, you ain't complaining. All you know is that these other people is lording it over you. You ain't got no power to fight against them. So now God can take you and then make you into something. He's going to take the most foolish thing. What it says in the scripture, he will take the foolish things of the world and confound the wise. But if you got black leaders coming to you and trying to reprogram you to do things against God, against the Bible, that's the error right there. Because see, they thought things in the Bible is bad and so on and so forth. That's not what God wanted you to focus on. The image of some other people, that's not important. The image of a white Jesus, that was never important. All that was to get you to see is that when you were in power, God should look like you. That's it. And you go around the world, everybody's God looks like them. That's not a problem. That would have been adjusted anyway. But no, you left it to black leaders. Then they attack the Bible. Once they attack the Bible, they attack your morals. Everything that you were being taught. Now, look at black community. They have been taught so much against the Bible. Now they don't even know how God has been using this situation to bring them from being at the bottom to bring them to the top. From them being nothing to them being something. And they stepped in the way. Instead of just working everything out in God's time, because they don't know God's time. And because they don't know God's time, because they're ignorant of God's time, they have to rely on strangers and foreigners that comes from other countries to direct black people, which is an error. That is an error. Those foreigners should be over in their own countries minding their own business. Leave us alone. This is God doing work. And even though it doesn't seem like that, oh yeah, you go back into the 1920s and 30s. Black people didn't think that God was working on their behalf. Well, how the hell do you have the Emancipation Proclamation after about the 200 and something or up to 310 years of chattel slavery? Slavery wasn't outlawed in Mecca. It wasn't outlawed in Jerusalem. It wasn't outlawed in Rome. It was outlawed in the United States of America. You had over 1,000 years, the Arab with the sword had forced black Africans to accept Islam. But none of your black leaders mentions that because they disingenuous. That's why. How are you going to have this people, have white Americans look so evil of 310 years, supposedly, of chattel slavery. And you got the Arab, the Eurasian Arab that doesn't look like us, that imposed Islam on the African continent. They got more African followers than they got of their own people. Why? Because it was Islam or the sword. That's why. But none of your black Islamic leaders will tell you that. If Islam was so good, just like if Christianity was so good, they wouldn't have lorded it over us like that. Neither side, would they? If Judaism was so good, even today, inside the country of Israel, they wouldn't be lording it over the Ethiopian Jew and the Hebrew Israelite, the black Hebrew Israelites from America, would they? No, they wouldn't. There should be equal treatment under the laws of God. It's not that way in Mecca. It's not that way in Jerusalem. It's not that way in Rome. So let's get off this. Let's get off this choosing of religions. Let's look at the scripture for what it is. Let's understand the only thing important in there, if you get out of the book, the morals, values, and the code of ethics. you got to know how to behave. Even if white Muslims, white Christians, and white Jews do not do the morals, the values, and the code of ethics. That has nothing to do with the morals, values, and the code of ethics. Painting Moses in the Jewish image, or Muhammad in the Eurasian Arab look, or painting Jesus in the European Christian viewpoint, that doesn't stop the truth of God. That's meaning those people, for their own people, translate the book and the iconography and the prophets and all that, the image. They make it to look like them, even though they know it's not them. But they needed something for themselves to help civilize their people, so their people could adapt to some of the morals, some of the values, some of the code of ethics. The same way God was doing for you. But your black leadership messed it up. They thought they were bright. They thought they were doing the right thing. But they spiraled you out of control. Had you more focused on skin color rather than on the laws of God. That's their mistake right there. See, because those laws of God transcends color. That's why the Arab had to beat your ass and force Islam on you for over 1,000 years. Not that the Arab, that Arab imperialism can be over Africans. No. What did they enforce on you? They enforce Islam over you. And what does Islam mean? Islam means submission to the will of God. That's the point. Why did the Judeo-Christian thing get enforced upon the Negro in America? Not that you could worship Jesus Christ. That's not the point. Because then when you look into the book of John, he says, this is the purpose, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ is thy son. Now you can edit that other part out in the back. That means nothing. But what's the part that you need to learn? That he's the only true God. How, what God? A God that's flesh and blood like me and you? No. Because in the Bible and the Quran, it has it that God is not a person. You can't put that on him like that. You got to stop it. You got to put God as invisible. But he knows all things as omniscient. He is present everywhere as omnipresent. He has all power. That means omnipotent. He's self-sufficient, meaning he doesn't need food. He doesn't need air. He exists. It just exists. He's our creator. He's over us. That's what you were supposed to get out the Bible. That's what you were supposed to get out of the Quran. That is not about you. It's not about the Arab. It's not about the Jew. It's not about the European. It's not about the Asian. It's not about the Hispanic. It's not about the black. It's not about the African. It's not about the white. It's about the universal creator that's over all human beings. It is that is in control over everything, and not you, and not whites, and not anybody else. That's what you were supposed to get out of the scripture, so that you can prostrate yourself towards the universal creator, and it's that empowers you. That's it. Your black leadership didn't tell you that. So now I got to come and reset. I got to reset you back to God. And if you're not reset, you're going to self-destruct, because now you are in this color faction where you think that it's all about blacks against whites, blacks against Arabs, blacks against Jews, blacks against Hispanics, blacks against blacks. Black on black on black. You've been deceived with colorism. And therefore, You're not even realized you have just lost all kinds of morals and values. This is why your kids is killing themselves. This is why kids is turning guns on their parents. Black kids turning guns on their black parents. Baby mamas shooting. Black baby mamas shooting the significant other of her baby daddy because she was too savage to behave herself as a woman should. But she wasn't taught womanly values because her mama didn't teach her the right way. They lost values.